going to start on Netflix with a new fantasy comedy drama series, which arrived on Thursday, the 25th of April. It's called Dead Boy Detectives. And here's a clip.
Allow me to welcome you to the Dead Boy Detective Agency. We help ghosts resolve their mysteries. Ghosts who cannot let go.
Dead Boy Detectives?
It's Aces, right?
It's just a stupid name.
So this has 8 episodes, and comic book fans, it's based on DC Comics characters that were created by the brilliant Neil Gaiman, and it's from the same universe as The Sandman, which has also been turned into a very good Netflix series. The two Dead Boy detectives of the title are Edwin, played by George Rextrew, and Charles, played by Jaden Reverie. And yes, they investigate cases for other ghosts. They're a little bit chalk and cheese in many ways. So Edwin died at boarding school in 1916. So yes, he's kind of in period dress. He's sort of the brains of the operation, really. Charles, however, died in the 1980s. He's quite impulsive. They're a good double act, I must say. In episode 1, well, I'll tell you what, it starts with a bang. Wow, there's so much going on in this series. They pack it in, but it's so confident and just full of life and humour that you get swept along with it. So they start off, there's a soldier with a haunted gas mask who's needs to be released from the curse. So that's the first case that just happens in the first few minutes. And you see things like the fact that they can travel by sort of jumping through mirrors. You'll get the gist of it if you watch it. And their second case is, yeah, it's brilliantly done. So this the ghost of a Victorian child comes to their office, and her psychic human friend, called brilliantly Crystal Palace, played by Cassius Nelson, is a victim of demonic possession. Okay. And Crystal is going to get involved in the rest of the series. I won't reveal how or why. There's going to be lots of cases, but there's also kind of a through arc storyline. What I would say about this is, if the first couple of minutes you're not quite buying into it because of the sort of the banter and so on, and there's a lot of explanation of things that kind of has to be in a way, stick with it, because it really will grab you. I thought it was going to be very much for sort of young adults, which it is, but it's also kids of all ages, as they say, will enjoy this one. And yeah, it's just got such great style about it, and so many fantastic ideas pouring out of it. I was very pleasantly surprised. What did you think, Hannah?
Yeah, anyone that knows me will know this doesn't really feel completely up my street or something that's got my name written on it. But I think you're right. I mean, I struggle with the kind of all of the sort of the premise of this, but the paranormal powers used to solve mysteries, and, you know, the thing about spirits that are, that for me was really, I thought that was really good. And as you say, they're both, the two of them are kind of stuck in their own eras. So it's quite interesting to see that working alongside each other. And I know what you mean about the banter. I mean, I think you can get past that quite quickly. And as I say, anything that's got sort of spirits and ghosts and that kind of thing, I kind of get on board with. So I think for me, it was that element that engaged me as much as anything. But it was a bit different for something like this, which I think is good.